Hey everybody, this is your brother Van Silk, not in my house, on YouTube.com and Rumble.com. Another day, more content. How y'all doing today? Hope y'all doing good. As usual, part of our life is leaving us each and every day. There's somebody passing on, getting their wings. Today we lost the Irish singer Sinead O'Connor, the outspoken singer who died at the age of 56. She broke out with the hit single, Nothing Compares to You. And then a couple of years later, she was on Saturday Night Live. She ripped up the picture of John Paul II, the Pope. Saturday Night Live. The outspoken Irish singer, best known for her voice and showcase on her biggest hit, a brilliant rendition of Prince, Nothing Compares to You, as well for her political provocations on stage and off. She died at the age of 56. Her family announced it was with great sadness that we announced the passing of our beloved Sinead. The statement said, "Her family and friends are devastated and have requested privacy at this very difficult time." Now, a couple hours ago, I was seeing pictures of her on my news feed. I didn't know what was going on till about 30 minutes ago that I see everybody posting that she's passed. You know, she had the real close shave head, you know. She boycotted the ceremony. She won a Grammy for her best alternative music performance, although she boycotted the ceremony in 1991, citing that what she called the show excessive commercialism. You know, and she threatened to cancel the performance in New Jersey if the Star Spangled Banner was played at the concert half ahead of her parents. So basically, you know, she definitely was political with her music. And, you know, she stood her ground in what she wanted to do. There's a whole lot about this young lady. But in 2012, she said that she'd been misdiagnosed as bipolar the year before, and that she was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder stemming from history of child abuse. And she said, "Recovering from child abuse is a life work," she told People magazine. Sinead O'Connor, listen, in 2022, her son died at 17, and she slowed down in her music career. She has been open in the past about struggles with mental health and became increasingly erratic public figure, often sharing unfiltered opinion and personal details on social media. All I can say is may she rest in peace. May God bless. You did your thing, lady. Thank you so much. And Sinead O'Connor, dead at the age 56. This is Van Silk, not in my house. You can check me on Rumble.com, YouTube.com. You get the notification button. You can hit the like button. You can hit the share button. Do what you gotta do. I'm out.